Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are happy that you joined us this afternoon. We created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we have discussions on lots of different topics, and we feature guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And today's episode is brought to you by Marie Langley, Century 21 Realtor, Intuitive Reader, and Beth Jacobson, Intuitive Reader and Intuitive Healer. Welcome, everybody. And also, you can go and download our shows as a podcast using the iTunes or the RSS feed button, or go on to our Blog Talk Radio page and our face page, Divine Goddess Radio, and you can go ahead and like us. We are going to be choosing one of our likers on our Facebook page. So you have until midnight tonight, and we are going to get back to you by the end of this weekend. By the Sunday, you'll have a phone call. So whoever's wanting a free reading, give us a call, but you have to go onto our page and like
us. Don't give us a call. We'll
I'm
call
sorry,
you.
I'm sorry. Yes, we'll call you. But go and like our Divine Goddess Radio page, and we're going to pick one. So welcome, everybody.
Welcome. And today, well, we're going to start out by talking about the fact that it is a new moon. Yesterday was a new moon in Leo. So a new moon is very, very good for writing down your intentions for something that you'd want to see in the next 2 to 4 weeks, and especially before the full moon, which is in 2 weeks. So, you know, write down your intentions and just put down whatever you want to happen and then put it away and then see what comes true, you know, in 4 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks.
You know, when you sit here and you write your intentions, Marie, mm-hmm. do you write down one and you focus on one?
No.
Or do you write down however many? Do you have a set number?
Some people say you shouldn't write down more than 5. some people say it shouldn't be more than 10. I would say whatever you feel you really want to accomplish, you know, that you really want to manifest and have come into your life, I would do the most important things that really you want to bring into your life. So last night I sat down. I probably wrote down about maybe 5 or 6.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And then I, you know, thanked the universe and put it out there and say, these are my manifestations and new moon. Use your energy and bring it to me.
So do you put it like in a sacred altar, or what do you do with it?
No, you can put it in your sacred altar if you have one put together. I actually just wrote it and have it sitting next to my bed.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
So, okay, so you wrote your intentions. Do you say it every day, in the morning, at
nope.
night, throughout the day?
Nope.
So it's a one-time thing that you
say?
A one-time thing.
And then, you know, if you want to keep trying to manifest it, you can repeat it, but the purpose is just to get those intentions written down and then let the universe do its trick.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to have to really think about. I usually write up to 10, but you know what? I'm going to try to keep it at maybe 4 or 5. 5. You know what? The number 5 is all about change.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to keep it at 5. I challenge you guys, come up with some new ones. You know what? You can even, if you're going, I don't even know what it is that I want to manifest. If you just want to manifest more balance in your life, set the intent that you have more balance in your life and then just be open to how the universe is going to bring that to you. It could be to where those of you who are overachievers and workaholics, it might be to where the universe has been trying to get a hold of you for some time on slowing down, and it might be to where, you know, there's a cut in some hours, or, you know, if you had deals that were going to happen and all of a sudden something happened and they fell through, don't get mad. That's the universe saying, hey, you're asking for more balance. So you want to be really mindful in your words, really mindful in the words that you're choosing to write down, because the universe is sitting here and interpreting. I mean, they're taking whatever it is you're saying.
Right. I mean, if you say, hey, I'd like to see money in my bank account in the next 2 weeks, do a specific amount, because you could see a penny.
I was just going to say, yeah.
So, yeah, be specific on the amount that you would like to see appear in your bank account. And another thing you can do, too, is write out an abundance check. And try to do it, you know, today. It's usually a day or two before the new moon. Some people will say a couple days after the new moon. But closest to the new moon is when it's most effective. So you can write out an abundance check. You can, if you go online, and actually we have one, I have posted one on our Divine Goddess Radio Facebook page. Just print it out. you know, or use your own check, and then you date it. You write the check to yourself, and then you sign it, the universe, and you leave the amount blank so that it's open, you're open to receiving anything. So you do that usually once a month. And then when you do, some people will say when you get the abundance that you're looking for, then you can either burn the check or shred it or just throw it into a drawer. But usually try to write one every month.
Oh, you know, I have to get better at the setting the intentions.
Mm-hmm.
I do intentions every day, but I need to really access the new energies that are coming on the full moon, the new moon, when there's specific stuff that's coming in. I just automatically assume I say it once. There's just times you're going, God bless America.
Well, it's kind of fun, too, to write it down because I have, like, a lot of new moon intentions that I've been doing probably for the past year, year and a half. And they're all in a drawer. And I, you know, pull them out every once in a while and I go, oh, did I get this? Yes, I did get it, you know, and I check off what I get.
Oh.
So it's kind of a nice way to keep a track. You know, some people, I think, do ceremonies where they'll burn it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a fire.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to just, I keep mine so that I can see what goes on.
That would be really interesting. Write down the date that you set the intent.
Yep,
and then
write down the date
when it actually, you know, when it manifested. So those of you, don't get discouraged. Continue to ask mm-hmm. for the same thing. Just because you're wanting it at that moment, the universe might say you need to have some lessons here before that is going to come to you. So just be very clear that this is what you really want. And sometimes the universe is going to say, how bad do you want it?
Right.
Are you willing to change your ways? So, you know, if you're saying one thing but you're not walking your talk, the universe can, what appears to be, maybe present you some obstacles. It depends
mm-hmm.
on how you choose to look at it because we're so loved. We're so loved.
Right. And sometimes, you know, you might get something in a different form that relates to something that you wrote down. So that's why it's very important to be specific. But even when you do get something that might not be as grand as what you want, it's still abundance and still thank the universe because
yeah.
it's trying to present you with what you want. And sometimes if it's not for your highest good, you won't get exactly that.
Yep.
So,
And I'm one, just so everybody knows, not to get down on yourself. I know I need to be more grateful. I, my whole life, have taken a lot of things for granted. You know, I was one of these, came in with the indigo energy, the sense of entitlement, the world owes me. And, you know, the universe is sitting here saying you have to work for it just like everybody else now. So I'm in the same boat as everybody else. So
right.
And the more you are grateful, it is amazing because they're saying, hey, at least you're recognizing us behind closed doors. We are going to, you know, we're at work for you, so.
And if you do want to track it, I would suggest getting like a small journal, like a separate journal for your new moon intentions.
Oh.
And then keeping it all in one place. I thought about that last night when I was writing mine in a bedroom upstairs and I got all my other notes downstairs and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna get a specific little notebook for that and then call that my new moon intention book. And then I can, you know, write it down every month and then I can read and check off and then keep track of it.
You know, one of my intentions, for whatever reason, I'm really drawn to the healing of the earth right now, that there's peace on earth.
And that can be one of your intentions.
That's going to be one of my intentions,
yeah.
Seriously. I'm surprised that's coming out of my mouth right now, because right now, for once, I want to focus on me, but I'm going, look at that. Nope, I really want peace on earth.
Well,
really,
and I think
that
the more
really
people that do that,
yeah.
I don't know if anybody has heard, but they have been predicting, I'd say the last few days, a lot of astrologers and a lot of on the news, they've been saying how Al-Qaeda is going to be doing a lot of terrorist attacks.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But I haven't heard anything. And I think that the more people send out that love and the peace and the healing, it somehow protects them from coming out or doing those things. So keep sending those love vibes. Keep sending that energy and block that darkness so we don't have to hear about it.
Well, then that's interesting because, you know, I don't watch the news. So if I'm going, there needs to be peace sent to Earth right now, well, then that would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
If they're predicting this stuff right now, oh, okay, then I'm just tuning in with stuff that is needed.
Huh.
Oh, okay, I thought it was something special. Well, I mean, it is, but, you know.
No, but you're tuning into it, so that's great. I mean, that's what's being needed right now.
Oh, it is. Also, you know, if you're wanting to sit here and set the intent that you want to start walking your talk and getting onto your path and stepping out of the old ways of doing things, this would be a good time, a new moon, new beginnings,
yep.
You know, today can be the day that you start. Is today the actual day of the new moon?
It was yesterday.
It was yesterday, so it's still the energies of.
Right.
And that's usually 5 days before, 5 days after.
Yeah,
you know?
Some people say one or two, some people say five. It all depends on,
yeah,
you know, which astrologer you're reading. But
yeah,
anything as close to the actual event or the actual new moon as you can do it, then you're getting the strongest of the energies.
Okay, that's some food for thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're wanting more joy in your life, well, start looking at asking for more joy in your life, but then be open to, you have to take accountability and responsibility how you're going to bring more joy into your life, you know.
Right.
Are you going to let the drama go, the chaos go? And is that going to be, you know, if you're watching, like, violent movies, SUV movies, what does that SUV stand for again? It has to do with the victim unit stuff.
Oh, you mean the TV show?
The TV show. So stop watching this stuff. Stop watching, you know, the media that it's nothing but negative, negative, negative. And, you know, music that might be putting it down. That's one way you can allow more joy and raise your vibration is not listening to that. You know, listen to things that are empowering. The more you can turn off your TV, seriously, the better off you are. And I struggle with that because I want comedy, but some of that comedy can be, there can be some stuff in there that can be putting other people down, and they do it in a humorous way, and it still lowers the energy. So it's like, it's a good time of, that could be a new intent for people also.
Right, and if you have people in your life that are just full of drama and chaos too, you know, feel free to walk away or turn your back. I mean, you can be there for people, but you can tell people in a very loving way, I don't want to deal with that. You know, that's your drama, that's your situation. You know, I'm a big one because I am Miss Big-Hearted here. I like to listen to everybody and help people. And I've always been, all my life, the person that everybody comes running to tell their problems. You know, but you have to, I mean, it's taken me a long time to kind of put up a little barrier and say, okay, I might listen to you and give you advice, but I am not absorbing that anymore. I'm not making it my issue. I'm not getting emotionally invested. You know, I don't want that drama to surround me in my life and in my house. So, you know, here's my loving advice. Or if I hear the same story over and over, I just say, no, you know, you already told me that, so what are you going to change about it? And that, you know, actually was great advice that was given to me by Beth.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you.
Yeah. But it does really make a difference because then you're not absorbing that yucky energy.
And just so you know, you guys, it's taken me, well, big time the past 2 years to really work really hard on detaching myself because I have a big heart too and listening to everybody and just coming out of the counseling field. But you can do it, and it's okay. And I have found I've even had to bring it a step beyond that and put a tone in my voice. And I'm also one, if you saw me, you know, if I don't have a smile on my face, people know that, ooh, she means business. So, plus my energy goes into it. When I'm upset, you're going to know I'm upset. So it's like, just that right there can repel a lot of other stuff. So it's like, get out. I am done with the drama and the chaos. I mean, I'm burnt out on it. Crispy fried. So you can do it. And there's nothing wrong with saying, no, you know what? I love myself. I love myself more. I care about you, but I love me more. So this is a perfect opportunity to do it. So I think we got that. If you guys didn't get that, we're trying to say, love yourself more.
Right.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about, the energies that are going on
right
now?
No, I think, I don't know, I'm feeling pretty good. So, you know, again, pay attention to your dreams. Dreams are still big.
Yeah.
Dreams are giving us a lot of information. And you might get a dream where it's so bizarre that you're going, what the heck did I dream about? But if you write it down and actually try to dissect, you should be able to find the message in it.
You know what? And I've also have seen on Facebook, and I've been reading, and the universe is guiding me to certain specific things. This week has just been crazy. And then I find it bizarre that my computer just crashed, so I'm not supposed to have this information now. However, I've been seeing people sitting here saying that the dreams are pretty accurate right now for people. So it's accurate intuition, and it's in dream state and as well as awake state. And people who never thought they were intuitive are going, how do I know this? How do I know that? And it's like it's an innate gift, you guys, that's coming to the surface. So that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you just have this, and all you are is you're becoming just more aware of it. That's it. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of cool things that are going on. You know, the universe, remember, what was it, the end of July, the Star of David is the brightest and the most influential influential in the sky. So it's aligning with the star Sirius, which is a gateway, and that is being activated or has been activated. And it's an alliance, and we're moving from five-pointed star beings, which is our human template, to a six-pointed star being, which is the divine human mm-hmm. template. So it's the return of the true human, I think it's called genome, G-E-N-O-M-E.
Mm-hmm. Genome.
Is that how you would say
genome,
that?
Yep.
So we're moving to the fifth element, which is the ether element, and that's what we're moving into. We're tuning into, we're getting out of just the mind and the body, the way we think, which is, we call that the ego, and we're opening more up to, there's higher chakras, and we've talked about the chakras,
mm-hmm.
but now we have this higher third eye chakra and this higher high heart crown chakra. So when we're coming from our third eye and we're opening up our crown chakra, all this information, we're tuning in with the ethers, you guys, and that's the way of living that we're coming into. Once upon a time, we did this, and that's true heart space up there. That's the divine connection, and we've been separated. Somewhere along the line, we became disconnected, whether or not it was we really became disconnected or if it was just a, you know, a personality that felt disconnected from it, but that's what we're going back into, that wholeness of feeling like we belong. And, I mean, we're not here to talk about that today, but, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on right now, so... the energies are still crazy. For some people, they're really struggling. Other people, it's a lot more calmer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, I forgot the Star of David, and that's huge, huge alignment right there.
It's going to align again, I think, at the end of this month.
Oh, yeah. It is in August.
Yep. So I think that's why it hasn't cleared for some people, because the energy is so strong, and we're going through such a change and an evolution that I think, you know, people are just still going through that because it's going to align again.
Oh, my God. And you guys, you know, what we're doing is, because we're so big, we're besides our body, you know, we're energy. And you have to understand that we're made up of energy that's housed. We're spirit that's housed in this body so we can have a human experience. We're these beautiful, beautiful bright lights that are ever expansive. And so what we're doing right now, and why we can feel tired, why we can feel painful, we are literally gathering back our separated soul fragmented parts of ourselves, that whatever lifetime from ago, or and even this one, from the trauma that we occurred at the time, little kids and the stuff that we, you know, encountered that was not pleasant, there's pieces of us that just broke off. And so now we're bringing it back in, and we want it to become whole again and healthy and happy and joyful. Well, to do that, you have to let go of those memories and not hold on to them anymore and say, you know what, it was an experience. I learned from it. I grew from it. And now I get to still love myself and love everything about, you know, the experience. So that's, and that can be the hard thing, because a lot of us have witnessed and have encountered a lot of icky, mucky, yucky stuff in our lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's like, you know, all it was an experience. Remember, we came here to experience it fully, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
That's true. So, and then how you experience it
mm-hmm.
shapes how you manage in this life.
Exactly.
So examine how do you react to certain situations. And, you know, you've heard us talk about it so many times. Journal it.
Yes.
Write it down.
Yes.
Say, hey, you know, when somebody does this, it triggers this response.
Mm.
And then examine, why does it trigger? What is the trigger? Because if you examine all of those and you figure all that out, the next time somebody does it, you already know how to react and you know how not to react.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, and that makes that situation that much easier.
You know, and the whole thing is, when you sit here and you look at the big scheme of things, when you can get out of the pain and the suffering that you encountered and look at the individual or the people or whatever was involved in causing you that pain, to be able to love that situation and those people unconditionally without any form of judgment, no matter what, that right there is the true test. To be able to love unconditionally. Because how many of us put conditions on, well, I will love you as long as it looks like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just as bad. I loved unconditionally. And as I got older, seriously, I'm finding that I'm more judgmental and I have to really work on that. So it's, life is all about unconditional love, and it's forgiveness, and it's acceptance.
I was just going to say, because what I heard, you know, a tip that was given to me last night, which I didn't even think of, you know, when you've ended a relationship and you're trying to move on, and you think that, okay, it's ended, we're done, you've cut the cords, and still, you know, you're still stuck in that. What I was told last night was forgive. Forgive the person, forgive, 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 and you can call them every name in the book that there is, you know, but have it transmutated up by the universe into love and send it back to both of you. But if you do that every day, then when that forgiveness becomes complete and you are nothing but love and you don't have a thought for that person anymore, then you're done. And I was just thought, oh, you know, I'm doing everything else, but I'm not doing that. And that, to me, was the missing piece.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I did it in the car. I came in the house. I was by myself, and I was yelling it out loud. But I think, you know, that is, that's the missing piece. If you're, you know, doing the unconditional love is good, but don't forget to forgive, especially someone who's hurt you.
Oh, exactly, exactly. God, I had a thought, and I just went blank on it. Oh, my Lord. That's happening a lot this week. However, I can sit here and say this. Here's some colors that you can bring in to help with, I knew what I was going to say. When you're sitting here and exuding all this negative stuff internally and externally, so it's your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions, your actions, your attitudes and behaviors, you're going to start realizing just how much that can affect you internally, externally, the surroundings around you, and how it can connect to other people around you. And that's when you're going to truly find out that we are truly all connected. So there's a lot of people going, I don't want to deal with my stuff. I don't want to deal with my stuff. I don't want to deal with my stuff. Well, guess what, you guys? Your stuff isn't going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You can sit here and put it all in the universe, but it still has cords and attachments to you. You can cut them all you want, but there's a sacred agreement that your parts are going to stay with you, your soul parts. So sooner or later, you're going to have to do it. So why not start doing it now? And start looking at what is the core of this issue, why am I in pain, why am I choosing to suffer, because nobody's making you suffer. It is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
It is a choice because you're choosing to be in that, you know, that feeling,
right,
those thoughts and those emotions. And I'm right there with everybody else too. And, you know, one way you can do is you can bring in the new, it's called the 144 color spectrum, and they're new, bright, brilliant colors that are fifth dimensional energies that are coming in. And here's three rays I can use. Like the triple flame is absolutely fabulous because it's this violet flame that automatically transmutates. And then you can also bring in this beautiful pink ray because, remember, pink is the divine sign of it's the divine love.
Mm-hmm.
So bring that in. Then bring in this beautiful blue, which is divine wisdom. So you have the wisdom to know what it is that you needed to learn from all, you know, your experiences. And then you bring in this beautiful gold ray, which is the divine power, so that you know you have the power of being able to turn your situation around and to move forward from it. And that right there, you guys, when you add those three together, that's called the triple flame. And then you have the, that's the triple flame, and then you have the violet flame,
mm-hmm,
which is Metatron, who works with the violet flame, and he transmutates a lot of stuff. So he's got a big job because think of our ancestors who never did their stuff. So we're cleaning up their stuff plus our own stuff. So you're going to have to do it sooner or later. If you don't do it in your physical body, I guarantee you're going to be doing it in your spiritual body. So why not do it now? You're going to find out just what a fabulous person you really are, and you're a lot stronger and more powerful than you ever thought you were.
Mm-hmm.
So choose to use that power with love and light and think of how you can shine that in the world. So there's some intentions.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about the how the chakra colors are changing on our
mm-hmm
previous shows,
mm-hmm,
and I was, you know, for those of you listening, I know this happened to me. I didn't realize that that turquoise or teal was one of the new chakra colors.
Oh yeah, the heart.
Yeah, and
I heard
for the past, I'd say 2 years, you know, after I ended my relationship and as I'm going through my healing, I am so attracted to teal or that beautiful, you know, turquoise blue
yep
color clothes
yep
that for a while, that's all I kept buying. And I was thinking, why am I buying? Why is every time I go to buy something, this is the only color that's left? And I have so much of that color, and now it makes sense.
Yes.
That I was so drawn to that,
mm-hmm.
and that's why my wardrobe is full of that color.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't tell you why, you know.
Well, that's your soul. That's your soul saying,
yeah,
your higher self that's saying, this is what the colors that you need.
That I needed,
think
yeah.
about it. Here's the thing. I've always been one who's worn the rainbow colors, the brighter colors.
Yeah.
I always have ever
Me
since
too.
I was a kid. I was a little kid who was drawing rainbow colors. And then you find people who wear the earth tones. I have never been able to wear earth tones. Because it keeps me, for earth tones, keep me depressed in a
mm-hmm.
sad state.
Mm-hmm.
I need the bright colors. But they can also keep you out of your body, and they keep you, you know, flighty, so you have to ground it with stuff. So, but
see, and I always use bright colors,
mm-hmm.
but I notice when I'm pulled to, like, navy blue or brown, which I don't have a lot of in my wardrobe,
mm-hmm.
but when I'm drawn to wear those, that means I need grounding. I know I need that
mm-hmm.
For that day,
mm-hmm.
that energy for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I will wear every bright color that it is, but I know I don't have a lot of the earth tones in my wardrobe.
I think, Marie, you're my only friend that seriously wears bright colors. My other ones were, all my other friends are earth tones, and now I'm noticing. They're going, Beth, I don't know why, but I'm attracted to purples and reds and pinks and blues, and those are not my colors, and I'm going,
yep.
Because your higher self is needing it. Because remember, you guys, even though you're going, well, what does material have to do with anything? It's the color. It's what it does for our senses and how it raises our vibrancy. Because it just, it does a trigger. I don't know what the scientific thing is, but I, just being, I work with energy and I'm so sensitive to energy, I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You could have the dullest blue and I can even still feel
mm-hmm.
the blue that comes from it, you know? So it does stuff for us.
Yeah.
Yellow raises us to joy because it's like the sun.
I know. And have you ever noticed it's very difficult to find yellow colored clothes?
It
is very difficult because I've been wanting to get more pieces of yellow, and it's really hard to find.
Yeah. My God, you would look gorgeous in it with your skin color.
Yeah, but and I don't know if you've noticed, too, with the fashion, how the bright colors have popped again. So, you know, it's universal.
It is.
People
it
are
is.
Wanting that.
And, yeah, you're not seeing a lot of yellow. That big color right now is the zeal color. Is the color. Oh, it looks like we have a caller.
So, yeah, we've got about 2 minutes left, but let's put them on the line. This is area code 661. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Oh, hi. Okay, now it's going to
be. Hi. Did you have a question or a comment?
Well, actually, you know, perhaps. I don't know if I have a question, but it was interesting. We were talking about, you know, colors of clothing and everything, and I pretty much have the same thing where I'm also very sensitive to energy, and there's days when I wake up and it's like you try and put on a blue and it's like, nope, you can't put on a blue today. You can put on a purple because that's the color you need. And I found also in growth, like when you go shopping for clothing and everything, that there's more black than colorful clothing. And if you find colorful clothing, it's more expensive.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes, exactly.
You know, I'm trying to think, is it all the colors together make the color black, or is it all the colors together that make the color white? I cannot remember how that goes.
I think it's all the primary colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the primary colors
yeah.
make black? Okay.
That makes black, yeah.
Well, wonderful. That's wonderful that you're understanding what the colors do and how they can raise your frequency and vibrancy and keep your moods lifted up.
Yeah,
and it's not
very
just
much.
Clothes. You know, it's stuff in your house and your surroundings also.
Yeah, I'm noticing that most of the room, bedroom also.
Oh, okay. But, okay.
In the midst of clearing up energy in my room and myself, I was around someone. I made the mistake yesterday. I said, no, I won't be around this person. This person showed up. I was like, damn it. So, my energy feels cluttered. It's like, oh, crap.
Oh, funny.
Oh, well, thanks for sharing your comment. We're going to have to sign off on here in a couple seconds. But
and
thank you for calling.
We didn't catch your name. What was your name?
Oh, Prem, P-R-E-M.
Oh, well, thank you for calling, and have a great weekend, and we'll see you on, we're going to have phone-in Friday, so be sure to call in Friday and let us know how things are going.
Will do. Love your show. Thank you, ladies.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
All right. So we've only got like maybe a few seconds left, but thanks for joining us today.
Yep,
and we'll catch
you
on Friday at noon, phone in Friday. So call in with your questions.
Oh, and by the way, you guys, Beth is going to be in Marion, Iowa for an expo at the Kirkwood Outreach Center. So come on over and join me.
All right. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.